There are three suits now pending against the Affordable Care Act in the Supreme Court, one filed by the National Federation of Independent Business, two that pit the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services against the state of Florida. In fact, 26 states have joined the lawsuit against health care reform, but Florida is the lead plaintiff. And Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi filed the original suit. Yesterday, she told reporters the requirement of adding millions of uninsured Floridians to the state Medicaid rolls would cost her state an extra $1 billion a year starting in 2018. Florida has nearly 4 million uninsured residents. That means a million would qualify for an expanded Medicaid program under this Health Care Act, and that would get expensive. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi joins us now from D.C. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Celeste. Thanks for having me on.
What kind, I mean, obviously today they're going to be talking about whether or not this health care reform law could survive without an individual mandate. From the just the basics of costs, it's highly unlikely that they could make it work were there no individual mandate. So why would you want to strike down a law that would ensure the residents of your state, 4 million people who are now uninsured in Florida?
Well, and so let me start off by saying, well, first, it's 26 states and the National Federation of Independent Business. We are co-plaintiffs. We have joined this lawsuit together, and it's actually 28 states because two states have separate lawsuits going in their individual states. Oklahoma and then Virginia had one, of course. But just to talk about that, we all firmly believe, especially me, we believe we need tremendous health care reform. But it has to be done in a constitutional manner. And as the chief legal officer of the state of Florida, this is about the Constitution and what the federal government can force us to do as citizens. Each state's health insurance is going to be different. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan. We've got to do what's right for each individual state. And I know the state of Florida, we're already working on, I'm not a health care policy expert by any means. I'm an attorney, and I believe in the Constitution. And I know we're all working on health care policy plans with the experts that are constitutional. Because I have a huge family. I have friends. We want everyone to be protected. We want our elderly to have the best health care they can in their senior years. So that's I just want you to know, starting off, that's not what it's about. It's about our Constitution, and the bottom line is the Constitution's limits on federal power are very real, and they have to be respected, even if it is inconvenient for the federal government's administration's goal to take over one-sixth of our economy. It's got to be constitutional.
Okay, we're speaking.
Let me reintroduce you.
It's okay. I just want to reintroduce you here real quick. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is speaking to us now from D.C. Pam, how does this differ? You know, if I get a mortgage, thousands of people have to buy PMI, private mortgage insurance. If I get a house in a floodplain, I have to buy flood insurance. The Clean Water Act, for example, is a mandate that costs me more when I buy products. There's all kind of environmental restrictions that are federal mandates that end up costing me more. How is this different from that?
Sure, and one more thing that people usually add in is Social Security tax.
Yeah.
And Social Security. So let me address all those, because what you're doing there is you choose to purchase a home. If you choose to purchase a home, you have to have insurance on that house. If I choose to buy a car, I have
right.
to have
you know, let me interrupt you for just a second. This is a common argument. However, you put it as a thing of choice. However, the government says, look, the reality is everyone will use health care at some point. Even if you don't get sick, you're going to have a baby. You're going to have end-of-life issues. At some point, everyone will use health care.
And
it's just a matter of how you pay for it.
Just the Chief Justice, John Roberts, discussed that on day one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he said. And he said, though, to the federal government, he said, but hold on, not everyone's going to need maternity care. Not everyone's going to have a baby. Not everyone, hopefully, will not have cancer. Not everyone's
yeah.
going to need an oncologist. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan. And just to let me explain the differences, here it's anticipatory. They're saying, well, one day you may need this. So right now, every citizen, you have to pay for this. And what I'm looking at is from a purely, along with all the other attorneys general and many governors and the National Federation of Independent Business, What we're looking at is from a constitutional standpoint. Nowhere in the Constitution, there's nowhere in our history, nowhere that it says that the federal government can force us to purchase a product simply by being alive, by not participating in commerce. The issues that you discussed about buying a car, health insurance, all these other things, that's because you are participating in commerce and you're taking an affirmative action. Here, it's simply by being alive. The federal government is trying to come in, and there is no case whatsoever on point, not a case in this country, that says that that can be done, and that's how we made it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Now, there are two ways, if you want me to go on, how the federal government can prevail under the issue of the individual mandate, meaning forcing every human being to purchase insurance right now or be penalized. First is under the Commerce Clause, what I just discussed with you. But you have to be participating in commerce.
Right.
For not saying anticipatory that one day you may need health insurance,
right,
but actually participating in commerce. The second way is through the federal government's taxing power. And that's why the argument the first day on the Anti-Injunction Act was so important.
Right.
Do you want me to keep going on the Anti-Injunction
Act? Well, we talked about that a lot on Monday. We're speaking with Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. So Pam, in the minute we have left,
sure,
how do you insure all Americans without a mandate?
Well, we will do everything in our power, especially as in the state of Florida, and I know all the other states will, to be sure that all of our citizens are taken care of. I can tell you I'm engaged to a physician, and he treats people all the time without insurance. He comes in the middle of the night and on weekends just to do the right thing.
But you guys are number three in terms of...
We'll come up with a policy that's right for each state and fits each state's needs, because we need great health insurance, but it has to be done in a constitutional way. And I know Congress, they're already back at the drawing board looking at a better way to do this and passing a bill.
Right. That's
while
Pam,
reading it before they pass it.
Pam Bondi is Florida Attorney General. They are lead plaintiffs in two of the cases against the Affordable Care Act. Pam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day, Celeste.
You too.
Thank you.